This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Yellowstone National Park visitors watched a bison die in the 160-degree Fahrenheit Grand Prismatic Spring in mid-June. Dozens of Yellowstone visitors were shocked to witness the death of a bison as it stepped into the water at the shallow edge of Grand Prismatic Spring on Saturday morning, June 21st. Around 7:30 a.m., a bull bison was walking near Grand Prismatic Spring when it stumbled into the water at the edge of the 160-degree pool. The bison attempted to escape but ultimately died in its struggle, leaving its carcass floating in the scalding water at the shallow edge of the pool. Louise Howard, who witnessed the event, wrote on social media, "It took a few steps into a shallow area to the right of the pool, turned around, and stepped out very quickly. It stood for a moment, then turned back towards the spring and stepped into a deeper section, then couldn't get out despite trying its best. After its death, the bison's carcass could be seen floating in the shallows of the thermal pool. Yellowstone Park officials said that soon it'll be nothing but bones bleaching in the sun and mineral-rich water. In the rare instances where an animal or person perishes in one of Yellowstone's thermal pools, many assume their remains are dissolved by acidic water. Mike Poland, scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, said that's one of the public's biggest misconceptions about Yellowstone. Poland said, "The misconception that a lot of people have is that all of the hot springs in Yellowstone are acidic. If you touch the water or fall in, you'll dissolve because the acid will eat you away, but that's not the case. Most of Yellowstone's thermal pools, including Grand Prismatic, are neutral on the pH scale. The water is not acidic at all, so it doesn't have the ability to dissolve anything." Poland said, "The big hot springs are almost all neutral, but they're boiling. That's what causes harm to people and animals. The danger of Yellowstone's thermal waters comes from the heat. Animals and people are injured or killed by the burns caused by the boiling water, not by the water's acidity. But there are some thermal features in Yellowstone National Park that are acidic. Those, like Mud Volcano and Artist's Paint Pots, aren't so acidic that they'll dissolve a body. Yellowstone's thermal pools might not be capable of dissolving organic matter, but bodies tend to disappear quickly once they fall in. When Il Hoon Ro, 70, fell into the abyss pool in the West Thumb Geyser Basin a few years ago, the only evidence at the scene were several dark clumps and Ro's shoe-clad foot, which was recovered from the water. People who have fallen or jumped into Yellowstone's pools and survived come out with second to third degree burns covering most of their bodies. In September 2024, a 60-year-old woman from New Hampshire had to be airlifted to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center after walking off trail at the Mallard Lake Trailhead and falling into a thermal pool, suffering burns to both legs. Poland said the pool's boiling water can also easily explain why bodies disappear in Yellowstone's thermal pools. It's a natural phenomenon that's used and can be replicated in kitchens around the world, Poland said. It's like poaching a chicken. It's a morbid analogy, but when you throw meat into boiling water, it loosens the meat from the bones and cooks it. The water is hot enough to kill a bison, and that boiling water will eat away at the organic material, Poland said. Poland wasn't sure how long the bison's carcass would remain intact, but its bones would linger at the edge of Grand Prismatic Spring unless park rangers remove it. "Bones don't boil away," Poland said. "The organic material won't last long in that hot water, but the bones will be around for a long time. Grand Prismatic is around 89 degrees at the surface and much hotter a few inches below." The bison also may be eaten by scavengers, opportunists like ravens and coyotes. Yellowstone's wildlife operates with an innate sense of safety and awareness of their surroundings that can be consciously lacking in many human visitors. The incident at Grand Prismatic Spring was a rare misstep. Poland said, "This sort of thing isn't common, but it does happen from time to time."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.